I have to wear my Go Argentina t-shirt. I have a white pair of shorts, which is a must. And I need to sit in a particular place with a particular person next to me.
Argentina does not know it, but Chandray Chatterjee's ritual, thousands of miles away in Kolkata, apparently held the key to their World Cup fate. In a country where cricket is the religion, this is a city where football is king. There's even a song about football as the king of games. And every morning, the conversation in the street, without fail over cups of tea and cigarettes, is about the match the night before, and everyone is an expert. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata, in the middle of World Cup fever. Neighborhoods are festooned with Brazil flags and shrines to Messi. Argentina's blue and white flutter from three-wheelers. Sculptors make clay idols of football's greats. Former footballer Chirag Paul says there's a reason the city is split between Brazil and Argentina.
Both of these teams have an extremely good flair, charisma when they play football. It's not in what some might say boring football. It's very Latin American, very charismatic.
Messi, Maradona, Pele have all come to play football in Kolkata, says Viv Biswas.
Any person who is supporting Argentina, whenever I ask him, why do you support Argentina, is like, I was mesmerized by watching Maradona during the 90s.
Viv and his friends started a Facebook group called Football is in Our Blood. And they organized their own mini one-day World Cup in Kolkata with eight teams representing the eight former World Cup champions. There was an auction to buy the teams, says Viv. Everyone wanted to buy Brazil or Argentina.
Our base price for all the teams was $30, and Brazil went as high as $151.
As it turns out, France won that tournament. Some say it's foolish for a city to root for faraway teams while their own players languish at number 154 in the FIFA rankings. Viv says it could be motivational.
This entire city of Calcutta is filled with Argentina Brazil flag. I mean, so just imagine when India ever features in the World Cup, what will the support like?
Kolkata has a passion for one other thing, food. Chirag Paul now has a restaurant chain called Koshi Kosha, featuring Bengali food. But for the World Cup, he has a special World Cup menu with items like Rooney's Rendezvous after English forward Wayne Rooney. English fish and chips, but with a Bengali spice twist.
What we've done with the fish and chips is we've coated the chips with pudina, jeera, dhania. We've done stuffing within the fish as well.
Or nimble as Neymar, grilled ground chicken balls and French croissants stuffed with spicy ground mutton. But sometimes local palate trumps even Argentina-Brazil loyalties.
Because of our love for fish, the fish dish, which is the rendezvous with Rooney, that's actually the most popular.
Even Kolkata's famous sweets have gotten World Cup-ized. Surajit Das at Nolin Chandra Das and Son's Sweet Shop shows me their Spanish tiki-taka and Brazilian samba and Italian defense, all gooey with milk chocolate, butterscotch and choco rice.
না ইটালিয়ান ডিফেন্সের মধ্যে আছে বাটারস্কচে ক্রাঞ্চি আছে চকোচি বাটারস্কচে ক্রাঞ্চি আছে আর চকো রাইস আছে.
By the time this is all over, Kolkata might well be a lot fatter and sleep deprived, says Viv.
Yeah, the USA-Belgium match was an amazing match. It went till 4:30 in the morning and we were watching it. And the next morning at 9 o'clock we have cut in the office.
But the question is, when the World Cup is over, will it have done anything for Indian football? Chirag says he hopes so.
So I think it's a good thing we're watching foreign football because that makes us actually more interested in Indian football.
Perhaps even I will be able to explain an offside. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.